Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Homeschool Adventure Show with Erica and Akili. Are you curious about homeschoolers? Do you think they are different from other children? Do you wonder what they do all day? This show speaks from the child's viewpoint as they grow and learn. Homeschooling is not work, it's an adventure. Ladies, gentlemen, and children, sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, thank you so much for the warm welcome. You're listening to the Homeschool Adventure Show here on Blog Talk Radio, episode number 38. We're your hosts, Erica and Akili. Now, this show is for those who are currently homeschooling or thinking about homeschooling. This show will highlight what I find most enjoyable about Akili, and that is her creativity and intelligence. Akili, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Akili Joseph. I'm 8 years old, and I'm in second grade.
We're doing the second portion of the show. We would love for you to call in and say hello. The call-in number is 845-277-9370. Just hit the number 1 on your phone, and that will put you in queue. Now, when you're in queue, you're basically in a holding pattern until you hear me say caller, you're on the air. If we don't have a caller, then Akili will share her latest invention or travel destination. The number is 845-277-9370. So, for this week, we're going to go into the first portion, which basically I just want to see if can Akili share what she remember learning this week in homeschool, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's begin with vocabulary. So give me some vocabulary words you learned this week.
Okay, I learned utensil.
Utensil.
Aerospace.
Aerospace.
And leisure.
Leisure.
Leisure and that. Menial.
And menial, okay. Now, can you spell utensil?
U-T-E-N-S-I-L.
Okay, can you spell leisure?
L-E-I-S-U-R-E.
Okay, all right. You got any other things you want to spell?
Menial.
How do you spell menial?
M-E-N-I-A-L.
Good job. Very good, Akili. Now, you had to use those words in a sentence, right?
Yes.
So let's look at first I want you to read the simple sentences you used.
My dad uses an utensil to eat his cabbage.
To eat his cabbage. Now, they didn't have a synonym or antonym for those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No. But now I say, well, let's fancy that simple sentence up. Let's add an adjective and an adverb. So now what was your new sentence?
My dad uses a new utensil to eat his cabbage weekly.
Oh, okay. All right. So we kind of made that a little bit more than just a simple sentence. Okay, so now give me another sentence you use on your vocabulary word.
My dad runs at leisure speed.
Your dad runs at leisure speed. Give me another. How did we do that? Have a synonym and antonym?
Nope.
No. Okay. So give me. How did we fancy that up with adjectives and adverbs?
My fast dad runs at a daily. I mean, my fast dad runs at. What did that? What's it go to?
Mm-hmm. Look like runs daily.
Okay, my dad runs daily at a leisure speed.
Uh-huh. So your dad likes to run every day, huh?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's how we kind of made that sentence. We just kind of fancy that sentence up. So those were just a few of our vocabulary words and how we use them in journaling this week. All right. So let's do a very good.
Very good.
Very good. Yay! Next, we went to our reading, and we did a book report this week. So tell me about the book report.
Name of the book, mm-hmm. Mrs. Sue Has No Clue.
All right. And what was basically the book about?
The mayor stole $5,000.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what happened in the beginning of the book.
Beginning, Alexandria's mom came in and gave everyone cupcakes.
Okay, I don't want you to read what you wrote. I want you to tell me what happened in the beginning of the story.
Okay, so the beginning of the story, Alexandria hid in her table because her mom comes in. That's what you do every time when someone comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So you hide under the table.
Oh, she hid under the table?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The school table, and that happened in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. What happened in the middle of the story?
AJ wanted to crash a car, but mm-hmm. he couldn't because he had to be older.
Okay. All right. And what happened at the end of the story?
The principal
mm-hmm.
got arrested
mm-hmm.
because Renzo got arrested because he stole $5,000,
mm-hmm.
but I put in parentheses that the mayor did it. He stole the $5,000.
Okay, and you kind of learned some things. What did you kind of get from that whole story? That what?
That the conclusion,
mm-hmm.
the mayor stole $5,000,
mm-hmm.
and then an inference, like, I can tell because he tried to trick the police officers so he could just sneak past and get the $5,000.
Mm-hmm. So he tried to trick them and tell them it was the principal and it was really him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was your favorite part of the story?
My favorite part was when Alexandria said, like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
When she said that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She kept saying that in the book a lot. Was it wow or was it what?
I mean, yeah, it was what? What?
That was her favorite word?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite word you like to say?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Oh, my gosh. That's what you like to say all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys want to do a little reading out of that book?
Yes.
All right, here you go.
Welcome to Elementary School Carnival, announced Mrs. Sue. Before we get started, our principal, Mr. Klutz, would like to say a few words. Mr. Klutz stepped up to the microphone and tapped it with his finger.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for coming out on this beautiful day, he announced. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time. And just to make it extra special, I'll make a deal with you. If we raise $5,000 today, I will. Everyone got quiet and leaned forward to hear what Mr. Klutz was going to say. He's always making deals with us. One time he said that if we read 1 million pages, he would turn the gym into a video game arcade. Another time he said that if we did a million math problems, he would kiss a pig on the lips. He also married a turkey after we made a really nice Thanksgiving display. That was cool. If we raise $5,000 today, said Mr. Klutz, I will spend a night in jail.
Oh, my goodness. You thought that was funny, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why you thought that was funny?
Because I was like, he's like the principal, and then he's spinning a night in jail. And I wanted to do the end of the book, but
mm-hmm.
I said that was the funniest part because he said, okay, I'll see you bright and early. He said he actually spent a night in jail, so it was really funny.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that was your reading, so that was excellent reading. So let's do an excellent.
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 Yay!
Okay. Now we're going to move on to math. So we did a lot of different math this week, but we always do our abacus math to keep us there mentally. So you want to do a little demonstration of abacus math?
Sure.
Okay, you're going to do it mental or you're going to do it with the abacus?
Abacus first.
Okay, all right. You ready?
Get the abacus.
You got the abacus clear?
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
4, 6, -2, 7,
3, 4, minus 5, 8, 9, minus 7. What's the answer?
27.
That's correct. Okay, you going to do it mental next?
Sure.
Okay. 12, 57, 10, minus 35. What's the answer?
24.
That's correct. All right. So we still up on our abacus math. I know everybody always wonder how we do with abacus. Now, we haven't been going to the abacus tutoring, but we've still just practiced what we know, right?
Right.
Hey, just stay where you're at, as long as you do that well. Now, we went from abacus math. We did a lot of our other math this week with our two-digit, three-digit, long division. But at everything that was done, I threw a last worksheet at you, and that had to do with what?
Was it the two-digit by two-digit?
Hmm?
The two-digit by two-digit?
Yeah, it was two-digit by two-digit, but it was known as squaring. So you already know how to do two-digit by two-digit. So when I threw squaring at you, you could see that anytime you see a number and it has a little, like a little baby two in the in up top, that means square. So you have to do what? So if I say 18 square, that means what?
You have to double it. You have to do the two-digit by two-digit, but you have to double it and time, like, times it.
Mm-hmm. You have to times it by itself,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. So now let's see if you can walk everybody through. Do the two-digit by do 18 times 18 and see if you can walk everybody through how you would solve that.
Okay. So you do, you first go down.
Okay. So line. You go down.
So 8 times 8 is 64.
Mm-hmm.
The 6 up top in the 10th place, and you put the 4 down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the crisscross.
Mm-hmm.
You, and then so you go 8 times 1 is 8, and 1 times 8 is 8. So you do 8 plus 8 is 16. You do 16 plus 6, it will be 23. Wait, 6 plus 6? I mean, 16 plus 6 will be 22.
Okay.
So you put the 2 next to the time symbol, and
mm-hmm.
then you put the 2 on the under the answer line.
Mm-hmm.
You go 1 times 1 is 1,
mm-hmm.
and then you do 1 plus 2, that'll make 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is 324.
That's right. That's what it is. So 18 squared is what?
324.
That's right. So as long as you know how to do two-digit by two-digit multiplication, anytime you see a square of a two-digit number, then you just multiply it. Now, you will see that more common than you will a square of a three-digit number. But if you see 345 times squared, all you have to do is do a three-digit by three-digit multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, but more commonly you'll see, you know, like a two-digit number, and you have to square it,
okay?
Okay. So that wasn't anything. I didn't even spend much time on that because you already know how to do two-digit by two-digit. So you just need to know if you ever see that little two up there, that just means squaring it.
Yes.
Okay. And then you already know 1 through 12, right? That's
yes.
memorization, right?
Yes.
So what's 9 squared?
9 squared is 81.
That's right, because there's still some multiplication. Just as long as you got that multiplication memorized, then you'll have it. So what's 5 squared?
25.
That's it. You got it?
Yes.
All right. So let's do a very good on that.
Very good. Very good. Yay!
Then we went to what is now becoming your favorite subject, science.
Yay!
And you did a science. We are working on chemistry right now. So what we want to talk about what you learned this week in chemistry?
Yes.
So your experiments you did?
Yes.
Okay.
So I did an experiment to make, it's called rising balloon.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get vinegar and baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
We put it in a test tube. And then we had to hurry up and put a balloon on it before it exploded, and it rised a little.
All right, and then that was one. What was another experiment?
Another experiment, we did use vinegar and baking soda again in a test tube. But we didn't put the balloon on it. We just let it explode, and it looked like a volcano.
Okay, all right. And the third one?
The third one, we had to put baking soda and vinegar in a balloon, and it got big, and it was bubbling because the vinegar. Because then it was bubbling.
Oh, okay. All right. So you just like that on your science. You enjoying your chemistry, huh?
Yes.
All right. That's good. So then we moved on to history. So you've been reading a book for history. So what is the book you've been reading for history?
It's called The 13th Amendment.
Okay. And you've been taking some notes to help you kind of things that catch your attention while you're reading. You remember what those are? So you're on chapter 3 and 4. You did 3 and 4 this week, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what you learned on 3 and 4?
I learned on 3 and 4 the historical overview of slavery. That's what it's called. But on day 4, I learned the first Africans to come to North America, a mirror, 20 of them, were put ashore Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619. And two, as the next one, I learned in 1793, the cotton gin was invented. And number three, in that one, I learned the basic freedoms whites took for granted were denied to slaves.
Okay. All right. Now, what else you learn on chapter four?
Chapter four.
What was the title of chapter four?
The Seeds of Disunion and Civil War.
Okay.
I learned in 1861, British newspaper reporter William Hardwood Russell visited the United States. Okay. I know Congressman Henry Clay proposed that Missouri had be admitted as a slave state.
Okay.
And then Clay's suggestions were adopted.
Okay. All right. So you kind of learning a little bit. Each week we read a little bit more of the book and a little bit more of the book, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So at the end you'll have a good overview of the 13th Amendment and how everything ties in between slavery in the United States, at least from this person's point of view. Because remember, when we read stuff, we always reading from that person's point of view, but at least give you an idea from this person's point of view what they have to say on the subject, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's very good. So we done talked about our reading. We shared a little bit about our vocabulary, our reading. We shared a little bit on math, a little bit on science, history. The last thing we did, we didn't really do too much on geography except just to review our 50 states. Capitals and abbreviations. So, let me see. Can you give me, okay, name five states' capitals and abbreviations you can remember?
Vermont, Montpelier, VT.
That's one.
Let's see. Ooh. We also have Tennessee, Nashville, TN.
TN, all right, that's two. Good girl.
Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, PA.
That's three.
Louisiana, Baton Rouge, L.A.
Okay, and what's significant about Louisiana?
Because my dad's dad lived in Louisiana.
Yeah, your dad, so that's where your dad was born, in Louisiana. And your grandpa, August, lives there, and all
August,
your family on that side.
August.
Yes, you have actually four Augustes. If you,
my dad's the August the 3rd.
Yes, you have August the 4th, and Grandpa's August the 2nd.
And my brother's August,
he's August the 4th.
The 4th.
Yeah, so they all are August Joseph. So that's why your initials is AJ, so you just be in the family.
Like AJ?
Yeah.
But just like we read the book about Mrs. Sue Has No Clue, AJ.
Yeah, but AJ is your initials, and that matches your daddy initials. Isn't that nice? Okay, how many? Okay, give me one more state capital and abbreviation.
Let's see, Mississippi, Jackson, MS.
All right, very good. So pretty much that's our overview.
We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Take action today to change your tomorrow. PlanToWin.info is dedicated to future-focused solutions for everyday living. offering online classes and ebooks featuring Secrets of a Homeschool Mom, Guide for Hiring a Home Improvement Contractor, and Bounce Back from Divorce. Visit us today at www.plan2win.info.
Well, welcome back from the break. We are Erica Nakili, your host of the Homeschool Adventure Show. For our new listeners, this show is live on Blog Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. The call-in number is 845-277-9370. If you'd like to listen on the go, you can also find us on iTunes. So at this time, I'm looking. We don't have any callers, but so, okay, we're going to move on. Let me see you, Kitty. I ain't see you working on no new invention this time. You got a new invention you've been working on?
Nope.
Well, you have started doing something in the homeschool with the video camera. What you trying to do?
I'm doing Achilles amazing videos.
Mm-hmm.
I just got my dolls talking, mm-hmm. and I got the video camera, and they're talking, and they're like real persons, and they're talking. It's called The Vampires and the Zombies.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, you're creating that right now with your video camera.
Yeah, but something, it just keeps going black when we put it
out. Yeah, we can't figure out. We got to work on our editing of the video, huh?
Yes.
Mhm. Okay. So you kind of working on that. So you kind of thinking of. So you got to write your script and what you're gonna be doing with the characters, right?
Oh, yes.
Mhm.
Oh, and guess what I'm doing next month?
What next month?
I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, your daddy gonna take you?
Yeah, but I want to go to the place that has all the rides and stuff.
I think that's where he's going to take you. You and him will go do that.
Yes, I want to go to the one that has the Ferris wheel. I never did the Ferris wheel, so I want to try it.
You want to try it? You don't think you'll be scared up that high?
I don't think so.
Oof.
I'm never scared.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see.
I'm not scared of heights. He says I can just jump, like, 500 feet. I can just, like, jump 500 feet. And then just go down into the pool.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, you don't have a problem jumping into the water, huh?
I don't have a problem, but I have a problem when I get pushed back from the waves and beaches.
Yeah, well.
And I fall down and I just get salty.
Yeah, well, that's the beach, huh? Okay. Oh, and you know what? If anybody would like to see Akili on YouTube, she is giving a tour of the homeschool, so you can find her on my YouTube channel on Plan to Win Solutions on YouTube, and you'll see homeschool room tour. You'll be able to see Akili giving a tour. And then that goes right into the shout-out. So we just like to give a shout-out for the people who have written reviews for the Secrets of a Homeschool Mom, Tips, Tools, and Techniques. This is the class I put out for any of you who are thinking about homeschooling and would like a framework to go from and not just kind of, you know, something that's solid you can reference, and it'll give you a good detailed view of what homeschooling looks like. So that is my class that is out there on Udemy. So we'd like to give a shout-out today to James for writing a review on the Secrets of a Homeschool Mom and to Teresa Johnson for writing a review. So thank you so much. Now, for any of you who are listening live today, I'd like to say thank you for being a live listener today. And we would love for anyone listening to share this show with on your Facebook and your Twitter. So thanks again for listening. Have a good day, everyone, and remember, homeschoolers rock!
Thank you for joining us today for the Homeschool Adventure Show. As parents, we have a lot in common. Our ultimate goal is to have children who are able to transition into responsible adults. Visit us at plantowin.info and click on the Homeschool tab. That's www.plan2win.info. This show is produced by Plan to Win Solutions, LLC. Information provided is from the host's personal experience. Information is deemed reliable but not guaranteed.